Chapter 8, the Hygiene Protocol. Just as the dental health check must be clearly defined, so too must the maintenance hygiene appointment, and it is therapist hygienists who must lead this process. I believe all practices should have a clear protocol in place for each type of hygiene appointment. Such a protocol is particularly useful to remind dentists and team members exactly what goes on in each hygiene appointment so they can refer intelligently and accurately support the patient to attend. Where there are multiple therapist hygienists in practices, the protocol ensures that patients can expect a similar experience no matter which therapist hygienist they see. And the protocol also reminds practice owners to recruit and select for therapist hygienists who deliver the most useful and meaningful care and advice. Here is a sample protocol for a maintenance hygiene appointment. 1. Greeting. Introduce self. Ask one question. Do you know or what do you know about why you've come for a hygiene appointment? This allows the hygiene therapist to explain the importance of the health of gums, how we know the health of the gums and the health of the body are linked, how gum health is controlled, and the role of the therapist hygienist if necessary. 2. Refer to notes. Be seen to be checking and referring to notes from the dentist or the medical details and the risks noted and or comments from the last appointment. 3. Ask 3 more questions. How healthy do you feel your mouth is right now? This mirrors the dentist's focusing question. What's your routine for looking after your mouth and removing plaque? Do you know why it's important to remove plaque every day? Sharing. Examine the patient's mouth using a mirror or intraoral camera and explaining findings. Explain where soft plaque is collecting and causing or maybe causing inflammation or where hard plaque is sitting or where it may be making control difficult. Inform the patient why that's a problem and the possible consequences. Section 5, remove plaque as much as possible. Bring the patient back if you need to. Don't try and do everything in this one visit. 6th section, discuss plaque control. Discuss the skills, the tools and the techniques to remove damaging plaque from every surface of every tooth every day. Ask the patient to try the skills and show how they do it. Explain again why it's important to remove plaque every day. 7th section, discuss the patient's habits. When could you find 2 minutes to do this every day? Can you try this bit? Let me check that you can get into this area or whatever is required. 8th section, reinforcement. Remember, you can buy specific tools discussed at reception. These cost whatever. Reinforcement of main points of advice, including written information if required. Recommendations for future visits or changes to the programme of hygiene visits for future health. And finally, the recommendation for the ideal membership level in practice. The language of hygiene. As you may know, in my clients' practices, words such as scale and polish, scaling or even cleaning are banned. They're all words with definite dental meanings, but only describe a small part of what happens in a health-focused hygiene appointment. Toothbrushing is also a banned word in most situations because the patient is likely to have a narrow understanding of what is meant by this. When a dentist or a therapist hygienist talks about cleaning, he or she usually means removal of all the plaque from every surface of every tooth every day. A patient might think cleaning means borrowing his or her spouse's toothbrush, scrubbing it around the outside of their teeth once a day to remove stains and little bits of food. And this is what they've been doing for years, and they're not about to change the habits of a lifetime without good reason. So it's time to ditch the bad language and redefine the hygiene appointment and hygiene referral in a way that the patient will begin to understand what visits are all about. In order to help patients understand why they're being referred to the practice therapist hygienist and why the appointments are necessary, dentists again have to be very specific in their language. Although it takes much longer to explain this than just sending patients for the old scale and polish, the practice is always rewarded with more patient compliance. Since this book was first published, the links between the health of the gums and health of the body are becoming more and more certain with increasing research reports being published every year. My go-to collection of evidence and reference in this area is still the website of the European Federation of Perio, www.efp.org, particularly the sections on the dossier, the collection of evidence, and the manifesto, which is the EFP's campaign to encourage all dental health professionals to inform the public about the links between gum health and body health. My practices have developed a short summary explanation which can also be helpful if their approaches to hygiene programmes have changed or been stepped up and to encourage patients into hygiene programmes. We now know that gum health is closely linked to the health of the body, including the health of the heart, including risks of heart disease, strokes and so on, and the management of diabetes. There are also links being discovered with other problems in the body, and it looks like we need to take gum health much more seriously than we ever did in the past. So we're taking no chances. We're encouraging all our patients to keep their gums as healthy as possible. We're beginning to think we may be keeping their bodies healthy as well as their mouths. Plaque Story 3 is a title I have given to a series of three-part explanations that have been shown to be highly effective in changing the way patients think about their hygiene visits and their attendance behaviour. In practices where it is used effectively, patient appreciation of the importance of the skills of the therapist hygienist has always increased in future patient surveys. Here it is. Find the rhythm of the sets of three. Sheila, you have plaque. Here and here, too much of it and so on. The problem with plaque is that it causes gum inflammation, which then causes problems to mouth health and tooth health, including possible tooth loss. We now believe that if inflammation is controlled, this may help protect the heart and other parts of the whole body from future damage too. So I'm going to recommend an initial one, or preferably two hygiene visits, and then a program of ongoing hygiene visits for you. During these visits, our hygiene therapist will assess or reassess your gum health and your home care habits. Remove this hard plaque which is building up on your teeth and under your gums. But most importantly, she will work with you on skills, tools, and techniques or habits to help you remove the soft plaque from every surface of every tooth every day. If you can do this effectively, you will keep your mouth healthier, reduce your risk of future tooth and gum problems and treatments, and you may be keeping your whole body healthier too. This story should be told every time a patient is referred to the practice therapist hygienist and every time existing patients are encouraged to keep up their hygiene visits. Also, after this initial visit, we will see if your daily plaque control has improved and we will reassess your risk of mouth damage and how to help you get healthier. And how well you respond to the therapist hygienist's advice will determine how often you will need to see him or her and what sort of regime you will need to follow at home in order to keep healthy and determine the program or dental health plan we will suggest to keep you healthy long term. Hygiene programs for long term health. One of the results of patients' failure to appreciate the importance of the therapist hygienist skills, and also one of the big frustrations of excellent therapist hygienists, is the patient's failure to keep to recommended recall intervals for their visits. So patients need to be encouraged to attend regularly. I like to hear dentists and teams routinely defining an ideal program of hygiene visits for each patient and routinely using the phrase hygiene program. This makes it clear that hygiene visits are a habit patients should get into. They are not one-off treatment appointments. Hygienists are for life, not just for Christmas. If the practice truly believes that hygiene appointments are helpful in maintaining health, I like clinicians to give permission to the whole team to use some carefully developed and practiced soundbites. Here are four possibles. For many patients, it's more important to see our therapist hygienist regularly than it is to see our dentist regularly. Our therapist hygienist helps to keep you healthy. Dentists mainly repair damage that happens when you let health slip. Are you sure you can't fit that appointment in soon? Our dentists believe that 90% of the treatment they provide is totally and utterly preventable. Our therapist hygienists help you to prevent this need for treatments. Can I encourage you to keep that appointment or rebook it soon? Our therapist hygienists work with patients on the skills, tools and techniques they need to keep dentally healthy long term. For most patients, this is more important than the scaling and polishing. And if you can follow their advice, future hygiene appointments should be much less uncomfortable. And increasingly, we now know that good gum health is far more important than we ever thought in the past. We now know that healthy gums can help protect you from heart problems and other problems in the body in later life. And if you were ever unlucky enough to develop diabetes, good dental health really helps patients manage diabetes. We don't like taking any chances. We'll always encourage our patients to do everything they can to improve and maintain good gum health. Action points from this chapter. 1. Redefine the hygiene appointment and introduce language which will help patients understand its value. 2. Define your hygiene story for use throughout the practice. 3. Constantly encourage patients to attend their hygiene visits regularly.